I can be with the very humble person from yeah. humble beginnings, or I can be with the wealthiest person and I will be exactly the same. Because if someone had judged me when I started, they wouldn't give me a chance.
Jump, you're ready now. Jump, the sky's the limit. Jump, jump, jump. Leave it all behind and jump, just go for it. Jump. If you can dream it,
jump, jump, jump.
Together we can do all things.
All right, guys, I am so excited today to bring this interview, this conversation with my friend, this beautiful, gorgeous woman in front of me, Mariana Ovalle. She is a digital creator, a boss lady, a realtor, a mom, a model, and a gorgeous one. And I'm so excited to bring her to you guys. I think this interview will inspire a lot of people. I think that you're going to inspire a lot of people, Mariana, and I'm so happy to have you here. And one of the reasons also I wanted to bring you here is because our listeners, they are creative entrepreneurs and they're always trying new things. And I think that you have mastering some things in that aspect. So take us back and tell us a little bit about your background.
So I am Brazilian, as you guys can tell by the accent. I came from Brazil 20 years ago. So I have almost half life here, half life in Brazil. So half and half. And I went to school in Brazil originally for marketing. So that was what I went to school for. Never have I ever worked in the marketing field. I didn't work in that area at all until I became a real estate agent. And I figured that in 2023, you need to be whatever you are plus a marketing person. So.
Hey, everyone needs to know that. Yes. Everyone
probably relates to that. And if you don't, I will tell you, you need to. So I hate to break it to you. You have to be both if you want to grow and if you want to achieve your fullest potential.
This is a top tip of the day, because you can be anything if you don't know how to market yourself.
That is true. Because also you would work double if you don't. So you want to work smart. So that way, so that's how marketing comes handy in my life now, right? So I did go to school for marketing and then I moved to the US and I transferred all my credits from Brazil to finish school here. So I went to Rollins College, if you know Rollins, and it is an amazing school. I love it. And my major was organizational communication. So I am not a numbers person. I'm a communication person, as you can tell. I like to talk to people, I guess. That was my major. And then right after school, I started working for a civil engineering company, which has nothing to do with anything, but it was my open door and God knows what he's doing always. I did a great job there to the point where they sponsored my green card. And that's how I ended up being able to stay in the US. Life goes in circles. We never understand the path until you're through it. So now I understand a lot of the stuff.
That is so beautiful. How much you have conquered and why you're so successful, because you put so much energy and enthusiasm in everything that you do. And to bring this back is coming from Brazil and having the journey that you did and everything, how would you say is the challenges that you face with being an immigrant woman in a different country and having to navigate some of those things, some of those challenges, if I can put it this way? What would be some of the challenges that you face it?
Okay, so as an immigrant, most of the times we have a mindset that there is a field that we can go into and this other area is not achievable because we are not from the US. Okay. So as most people, when I came, I had like an entry-level job and something that I got paid by the hour, and it was a lot of work. And then I had this opportunity that presented itself to work in this office, that was an engineering firm, like something very different to me. I didn't understand the terminology or anything that they used, but I ended up staying there for 13 years. And
wow.
One of the things that I love to tell people is it does not matter the job that you have.
Ooh.
All the opportunities that are presented to you, you can take them to another level. So being Brazilian, and I think all like people from different countries, they have different qualities. Brazil has a lot of flaws, but there is something in the Brazilian people is that we work really hard. Like yeah. We are workers, like give us something and we'll go the extra mile. And I think that's something that called attention. So I was hired to be a front desk person, right, to serve coffee in meetings and answer the phone and all that. And as time progressed and they saw how I work and how I always love to go the extra mile, they started giving me a little more. And by the end, when I left, I was doing project management, client relationships, and everything. I have been through all the different departments to the point where I didn't have anywhere to grow. And that's the reason why I left. Is like either he makes me a partner, which he will not, or I am spending all this energy and all this work in this, you
to
know,
build somebody else's, to build somebody else's dream, to build somebody else's life.
Exactly. Like I was more stressed than my boss. Like I felt like I was the owner of the company. When I left, it was a mess. Like he didn't know half of the stuff that needed to be done. So it was a lot of energy put into that company and it was not mine. So it was frustrating, but we love to be in our comfort zone. And that was my comfort zone. I had mastered all that I needed to do. Like I knew how to do the permitting. I knew how to deal with the clients. I knew how to go to the county and make stuff happen and make the things that needed to be done happen, you know? But it was my comfort zone because I knew that well, because I have done it for enough time. And then on the side, my husband and I, we got into the investment scenario. So we would buy properties, remodel and sell. And he kept on telling me, go get your real estate license, because it was a perfect marriage to have those two skills together, right? And I kept on procrastinating because sitting in my comfort zone was so easy. It was It was easy. It was hard work, obviously. I didn't have enough hours with my kids as I wish I did. But being an entrepreneur does not give me more hours. Let me make that parenthesis right there, okay? Like we really work hard when we are the owners of our business, right?
Yes.
But I encourage people and I like to talk about that because sometimes you need to get out of your comfort zone and step into the scary. It is scary. It's unknown. I had to learn something from scratch and I am a perfectionist and it really sucks not to know everything on day one, you know, having to prepare and having to continue to do course after course and take classes after classes because you feel like you're not equipped enough, you know, with all the stuff. So it was very important to me. It was a step of faith, but now I feel like all this energy that I put into my work is building something for me and my family. So
right. And it's building something that no one can take away. So no one can come and say, you know what, Mariana, thank you for giving me 20 years of your life, but we're going to let you go.
Exactly.
That's not going to happen because guess what? It's your own place. Yeah.
It's me. Okay. And the sky is the limit, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's just starting, which is so amazing, so beautiful. One thing I wanted to ask you, the fact that you had to wait a little bit because you're like, oh, I want to do it, but I, how do I do this thing? And it was a little bit challenge for you, right? That you have to do to become the new I own my own destiny. I own my life. What would be one thing that you say that was like a monument for you was what would be a moment that you remember that you say, I love this moment because it makes me think how afraid I was and then took me to the next level, which that's the level that I'm in now. Do you have anything that reminds you of that moment?
Yeah. It was COVID. It was COVID because during COVID, we couldn't be anywhere. We couldn't do anything. We were obligated to stop and think and reassess and, you know, recalculate. And that really, it gave me that light bulb. It went on. And I said, you know, if I don't do this now, I will never do it, because I had a time where I couldn't go to the office. The office still, they never stopped during COVID. But I told my boss, like, I have kids and I will not leave them anywhere to go work during COVID. So I just stayed home. And then I remember clearly telling my husband, this is the time, this is when it's going to happen. And I call every friend that I had that was a real estate agent, and I asked them, give me tips. What should I do? How did you do this? And everyone kept on telling me, don't be frustrated. Everyone, you know, this test is a little hard. So everyone takes it 2, 3, 5 times. And I remember being so outraged. I was like, that is not okay. Like, I want to study like few and pass like few. You know, I remember saying that phrase to my husband. I was like, I am going to create my own schedule and I'm going to take this really seriously. So I remember my kids would wake up at 9. So I would wake up at 7 or 6, study for those hours, feed them breakfast, spend time with them. And when my husband was home, I was like, they're yours. And then I studied all the way from like 5 to 9.
Wow.
Very intense study schedule, because I said, I will not study this 2 times. Like, I will not go through this effort twice.
Yeah.
And one thing that I always say, when you put your mind into it, when you say to yourself, I am going to do it once, you already established that is a mindset. Right? Is a mindset. So it really happened. Like, I took it seriously. I put the effort. And it really happened. And I was talking to you about this. I found this jar, which is my gratitude jar, which I love. It's like little post-its, like really crappy paper, like whatever I find. But I just, if something really important happens or something that we are praying as a family happens, I write it down, put the date, and then just put it here. And it hasn't, like, I don't think I have read them in like 3 years or so.
Wow.
So I pulled one out of it because I was cleaning the jar and I said, let me read them. And it says, real estate license test, I pass on the first try. And to me,
can we just take a moment here? Let's just take a moment to celebrate that. You know, you did it. You did it. So what happened? For you,
to me, and to everyone, is really that thing that we have so much power in what we tell ourselves. Like, if we say this is really hard, if I had the mindset of, wow, people do it 5 times, maybe I need 5 times, maybe I'll need 6 because I'm not that smart, or maybe because English is not my first language, so maybe I'll need an extra one. Ooh. I would be already setting myself for failure, because that's what I believe. That's what is going to happen. So that is power in what we tell ourselves.
This topic is so important. And I'm so glad that you're touching this topic, because sometimes we have lies that we tell ourselves. I holded my podcast for probably about 3 years because I said I have accent. No one is going to want to listen to what I have to say. And I look back and I was like, I delayed my life for 3 years until I said, you know what? The people that are there to listen, they will listen anyway. And we're going to go over that, right? Our limitations. And I look back and I was like, today we have over 10,000 downloads. And I was like, why did I was hold back? Because I thought I was not good enough. Who makes that decision? This is who we are. This is what we have. You know, but it's the mindset is just such a key, right?
It's key.
Oh, that's so powerful.
And we're believers. Like, we already know that God created us to do excellent things and to, you know, impact this world. But sometimes we sabotage ourselves thinking that we're not good enough or not worth enough. And that goes forward a little bit. I was already in real estate and I went back to Brazil to visit my family. And my sister was telling me, why don't you use Instagram? Why are you not on social media? And I was like, I hate social media. Like, I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like to post stuff. I post my, what is it?
Really? I said, really?
Really? I was like, I don't like it. I only post my kids stuff so Facebook can remind me later and I can see how cute they were 2 years ago. Yeah. That was my approach to social media. Never used Instagram before. Instagram was too American for me. Brazilians used to use Facebook more. But she said, my sister also went to school for marketing, and she said, you know, you're like a dinosaur. Why? What are you doing? So she showed me this guy. He's a Brazilian powerhouse. He happened to go, he went to the same school that I went to be a cinematographer. And he is one of the pioneers in social media, Instagram and everything. And he had a course that he was selling. And I was like, okay, let me do it. I bought it and it was intense. It was like intense. Wow. And it took me way out of my comfort zone because you had to do the stuff. He would teach you that even if you don't like to show your, you know, to appear in the camera, you need to talk and you need to feel comfortable. And then I started doing it because it was part of the training. You had to do it. Whatever he taught on that day, you had to actually do it. And it gave me, and he said one sentence that to me was everything. He said, for the people who went to marketing schools, do you remember how much it cost to put an outdoor, like on a billboard, right?
Yeah.
Something on a billboard. Only big companies like Coca-Cola, like only really powerhouses could afford those things. He said, now it's free. You take the picture for free. You post it for free. You have exposure for free. Why are you going to be a dinosaur if this is all in your hands? And that to me was everything, because I knew the price to really send mailers out and do all this stuff. And it was free. So I was like, I can't say no to that, you know? And even though today I don't have a huge amount of followers yet, it is organic. And people who are there, they're there because they like my personality. They like what I teach. They understand that to me, real estate is more than commission and money. They understand that I like to inform and teach and be there.
You're example, because you have so much resources that you're offering people. You offer people resources a lot. You're saying, hey, let me help you with the best doctor in town. Let me help you with this. You're literally a bundle of resource, you know, for the community and for everybody that is around, that sees, that watch your, you know, your how you show up in this world on social media. So amazing.
I'm so grateful because it's a way to impact people in a good way as well.
So when you posted about your parents, okay, I want to say this to you. That was the only time that I literally thought to myself, someone voice it. What I always felt, I never see anyone voice it the way you voice it. What I always felt, and I never see anyone saying anything about it. Can you tell me a little bit about, can you develop a little bit about that post? Because it really did touch me. And like for a moment, I was like, someone gets it, you know? So can you tell me a little bit?
I cried putting it together, of course, many times. I actually held back that post for 2 days. So what happens is my parents came to town to visit. They don't live here. And my two boys, they were born here. So they, life as it is for them is to have grandparents and family away. They are here for a limited time and we see each other a limited time. And when I picked them up from the airport and my parents were coming out of the car. My kids were coming out of the door to meet them in a driveway. And I was not recording it, obviously. But then as I watched that moment. It was so beautiful. I put my phone up and I recorded it for myself because my mom was crying. My kids were so happy that day finally arrived. Grandma and grandpa are here. And I just kept that video for myself. And then I started to watch it again in bed at night, at midnight, like we do. And it occurred to me that being an immigrant and having great things, possessions, is what most people think that immigrants come to the U.S. for.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that. It is the ability to give our kids a better future, because Brazil is amazing, but it lacks in so many things. Mm-hmm. You know, safety and so many things. But when people look at immigrants, they really have the tendency of looking at it as people who came to conquer the American dream and to be, you know, wealthy and to pursue the American dream. Mm-hmm. And for us, it is a little bit of that, obviously, but there is such a high price that we pay on a daily basis, because we are away from the people who love us the most, who love us unconditionally, and who would be there for us when we need the most. So when I was raising my kids, I didn't have someone to leave them if I needed to go somewhere. Like, I am not feeling good. Doesn't matter. I'll take them to the doctor with me. I don't have grandma to drop them off and go to the doctor, take care of myself. So those are the little things that some people may not even notice, but we immigrants, we do pay a very high price.
It takes a whole of you trust the vision that you are carrying so much that you're willing to sacrifice a few things, a little bit unnormal that other people would, but no one even notice. Yeah. So it's the things that comes unnoticed. No one knows, like, I don't have any place to drop off my kid. I don't have my sister here. They don't have cousins here to live life with. So you have to build things around you that can sustain you. But in the same time, you deeply feel we have to understand that says we do feel sometimes it says, I miss it. Like, there's things that I miss it. There's things that, you know, even I had my brother visiting here, and we're at the parks talking, and all of a sudden I said to him, do you realize I've been here for 20 years? Like, did you realize, like, we grow older here, and this is your first visit. We're talking about visit. And he started weeping.
It was his first visit?
Yes. The first visit from a family. I had my sister here, but it was the first visit, and he started crying, and he said, I am so sorry that happened to you. This is not going to happen again, you know, because by looking at the pictures and looking at everything that they were seeing, they just felt like she doesn't need us. She doesn't need us to come.
She lived this life.
Yeah. But it's so beyond that, right? For the people on the other side, we are still humanity that needs the feeling of belonging and family and everything. And I think when you run towards your dreams, which that's what you did so beautifully, I think it is worth it, but we can't forget the price that we pay. And we can't forget that. So.
And I know that it was my mom's dream. My mom is in her 60s today. And she was an exchange student when nobody was exchange student at that time. And so she got a taste of what it is to leave abroad. And she would really love to have moved here before, but she didn't. And when I came, she was like, you're fulfilling a dream. Like, go for it. You're going to be so, it will be great. And she always says that you're going to be the generation who is going to pay the price. But the next generation will not, because they already will build a life here.
They already established. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. So we are paying the price, but we will hopefully be here for our kids and our grandkids, so they don't have to feel the same way that we do. But I do remember how scary it was to approach spring break and summer break, because it's like, what am I doing with these kids when I have no family? I have no grandma. I don't have auntie to pick them up and take them to a park. I have 3 months of what am I doing with these kids and having to work. So it is a price. We cannot overlook that for sure.
That's beautiful. This is so beautiful, because now you get to be a bridge of hope, and you get to be a teacher, and you are expert in your field, and you are not only expert in the field, but your content creation on social media is so fresh. And I'm a big fan, and I've been telling you that I'm a big fan for a while. And there's another thing that I want to tell our audience about you. There's something about you that is, you are so gracious. There's a sense, there's this level of grace in you, and that you don't look at people just by what they have or how they look. This is how I feel about you. Your sense of qualification and humanity is, this is people. This is people. And,
sure.
And right? And I feel that so deeply in how you live your life and how you conduct yourself as this businesswoman that you are. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you to my audience, is because you bring dignity and you'll make people feel very worthy. And I'm so excited what the future is going to look like for you. Thank because you. I think that even though you're so plugged into the Brazilian community, I really believe that the American community needs to get to know you, that they need to, you, like, at some point you're going to have an Instagram in English and Portuguese, or figuring out how to do the both, because there is a part, I'm going to speak like for America here. There is a place in America that is for you, that people are waiting for you to show up. And I'm excited when that day that happens, because it's going to give access to other people to be able to understand and experience the grace that you give people.
Thank you so much. And okay. I can only say that I learned that from my parents. I think that's not something that you are born with. It's something that people teach you, and you watch people being that way. And I watched my parents being that way. They never judged people. And we were always, we had a diverse group of people who used to come to my house, from the maid who came in flip-flops to the governor who, you know, like, we don't care. And I think that is a great quality to have as a person, is to be a chameleon. I can be with the very humble person from humble beginnings, or I can be with the wealthiest person, and I will be exactly the same. Because if someone had judged me when I started, they wouldn't give me a chance. Yeah, so
that is absolutely beautiful. With that being said, tell us, what is your favorite quote, and tell us why? This is something I ask everyone that comes to this podcast. Tell us a quote. What is one thing you live by?
I live by a quote that is from a famous person to me, which is my mom. She always she always, and I think we think alike, and it says that you will never reap and sow in the same season. There is a season for sowing and a season for reaping. And sometimes we are too quick, and we live in a time that makes us even think faster and want things immediately and instantly. We are microwave generation, as I tell my kids. We want 10 seconds. We want 5 seconds. And life is not that way. So there is a season where you're going to just give and give and give and continue to give without expecting to receive right there. It's not instantly done. So, but there is a season where all the fruits are going to start to come out, and you're going to have a basket full of those amazing, beautiful, colorful fruits that you have worked so hard for.
That's amazing. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
And I have to remind myself of that. So don't think that I don't have to remind myself of that. When we are working really hard and working hard hours, as I know you and all the people who really want to make a difference in this world, not just be rich or have resources, but we want to have a good impact on other people's lives and leave a legacy for our kids so they watch a good person doing good things for others. I think that's something that I always try to do. I try to remember that before a professional, before I'm anything to other people, I need to be a good example for my kids because they are my legacy, right? Yeah. They are what I leave behind. I don't leave houses that I sold behind. I leave kids who are great and have a great character. And so yeah. I need to remind myself that there is a season for really sowing and a reason for a season for reading. So, and it's not the same. It's never the same season.
That's right. That is so good. That is so right. Well, Mariana, I want to just say thank you for being here. How can people find you? Connect.
Instagram is my last name. So it's ovali.homes. And I am there every day trying to bring a little bit of God, a little bit of laugh, a little bit of family. And I just want to thank you for honestly being light in this world. I think if there is anything that we hope for people who are Christ followers and that love God with all their hearts is that they can easily light up a room when they walk in, because it's not their light, it's God light through them, and you are that. Everywhere you go, everywhere, even when I watch you on social media, you're like so positive and a joy. And I know sometimes we are not that 24 hours a day, but when you're out there, that's what people take away. So thank you for being joy in life and light in this world. And thank you for being my cheerleader. Every time you send me a little note, it means the world to me. And I am here to tell you that I also am a cheerleader for you, like behind. I'm so proud of everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been a morning to remember and a joy to my heart. Wish you all the best. Thank you for being here at Jump.
Beijo.
Jump, you're ready now. Jump, the sky's the limit. Jump.